why you need to hire an accountant. Ooh. Wow, are we getting into the depths of that? Yeah, we are, because this is all about helping you and passing on my experience. And I honestly, the reason I've got this grey area is because it's 30 odd years of it. My name is John Butt. This is the Marketing for Owners podcast. You are a small business owner. You are a potential small business owner. You are self-employed. You own a little business. You are operating. You're about to start one. You've just started one. You've had one for years. It doesn't matter. We're all in this together and we're all helping each other. And little tips can help you. Now this comes, let me tell you, it's not really a story, but let me take you back to a day in probably 2007, 2008. Anyway, but I was at an event in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the US of A. I think it was the first or second one I'd been to, maybe the second one. And it was a speech by Brad Fallon, and clever guy, couldn't focus on anything whatsoever, but very, very smart, very switched on guy. And of all the things he said, this resonated with me. He said, stop playing at QuickBooks. Now, the funny thing is, although I'm from the UK, I was actually using QuickBooks at the time for this business. I'd used, you know, normal UK accounting software later on. And this was, this just really resonated with me for some reason. As soon as I got home, I decided that what on earth am I doing trying to do the books? I should be doing important stuff. There are bookkeepers. Bookkeepers are specialist at keeping books. Why was I trying to learn to be an instant bookkeeper, not knowing what I'm doing? I would think, oh, QuickBooks is easy to use, all this software, but no. So that was my first example of outsourcing. And I actually, you call it outsourced. I found someone locally and it was so funny. I mean, we called people, had people call back. We had people who say, oh, no, I don't use a computer for it, and all sorts. But I found Debbie. And Debbie was my bookkeeper and then a company bookkeeper until a year ago. So 9 years, longest serving person, I think. And the only reason she stopped doing bookkeeping eventually. Otherwise, she'd still be doing it right now, all my personal books. But that was my first foray into outsourcing. And since then, I've learnt bit by bit to outsource everything, or as much as humanly possible, and to certainly not mess about doing stuff where I'd have to learn and wouldn't be very good. In fact, I wouldn't know if I'm very good. And this is one. So your accountant, okay. So there's, and of course there's a bookkeeper, there's an accountant. So I'm talking about an accountant because quite often you may use a bookkeeper and you may think, they can be my full accountant. But accounting is not going to be your strong suit. And you will probably try and do it anyway. And you may think, well, an accountant's too expensive. I can't afford one. I'll get one when I can afford one. But let me explain some scenarios when you should, when you could need one. Because there will be times, this is the thing, there will be times when you won't use an accountant, but you should be using one. And the reason you won't use one is because you haven't got one. Because you've said, I can't afford one. And the funny thing is, a good accountant will save you money because, let's get into some other bits. But for example, at the beginning, how about business plans? How many business plans have you written? Do you think you can just get some software online? Do you think you just put it in Word? Do you think you can just download a form? A business plan will include forecasts, cash flow forecasts. How many cash flow forecasts have you done? How good are you at cash flow forecasts? So you may have done one before. Was it good? Were you any good? Do you know? Who did you show? You showed it to the bank. They might have said yes, but could it have been better? How about the company formation? Do you know all the ins and outs? Do you know what the legal requirements are? Who would you get to do that? How much do you think an accountant charges to do that? It's not a lot, you know. How about a loan application? Again, you just think you just contact someone, fill in the forms for a business. Sometimes banks or finance people like a bit of professionalism. How about a tax inspection? What are you going to do about that? Oh, okay, you're insured. Well, insurance pays for the accountant to do it. I have been investigated, I believe, twice in my life, a tax investigation, without knowing I was being investigated, where my accountant dealt with it, and my accountant just left me to get on with work, didn't want to hassle me because that's what I pay him for. Didn't cost me any extra because I was insured against it. And in actual fact, and if you want to know, no, I had not done anything wrong. But the tax people in the UK, for sure, that's how it works. There is no, oh, sorry, or, oh, sorry, did that cost you a lot of money and a lot of time? No, you with them, they assume you're guilty. That's why they're investigating you. If you meet me in a bar at some point, buy me a beer, I'll explain how that worked. Honestly, complete innocence and completely exonerated. Or in fact, they don't even do that. But my accountant sorted it out. I couldn't have. And what about doing your taxes wrong? If you did your taxes wrong and you think to yourself, oh, we'll be using software. Okay. Good luck with that. So you're putting all that trust in a bit of software, are you? But if you fill in the wrong columns, you put something in the wrong place, something that's an asset, liability, you can claim, you can't claim. What if you get your taxes wrong? Oh, and you can, the taxes can be wrong either way, to your benefit or to your loss. Wouldn't you rather have a professional? These people are trained. They do go into a lot of training. Do you wonder why that is? They do earn good money, but do you wonder why? Do you think? I mean, it's like doctors. We all know doctors are well paid, but you wouldn't think, well, it'd be expensive, I'll do it myself. They're well paid because they have a lot of training. They're professionals. How about forecasts? How about depreciation? The changing rules of taxes? Allowances? Do you know all of the allowances as of today, as of tomorrow, after a budget? In the UK, we have those. How about complex financing? There are ways of financing things that you wouldn't even know because you're doing it yourself and you're not trained. An accountant, someone with the right skills, will know other ways of getting finance. There are ways of doing this. When the Google boys and Facebook set up the company, they hired an accountant. Otherwise, it'd just be Mark Zuckerberg in his bedroom at home doing his little website. There are things that need doing. When you set up multiple servers, like Google, all over the world, and you don't have any income coming in, there are ways of doing it. There are ways you don't get caught out. And there are ways of doing it to the benefit, you know, tax-wise. So the other thing is it will take you, you may be thinking, oh, but they're expensive. But what about your time per hour? It will take you longer than an accountant to do this. And that doesn't include the learning that you're not even including as part of your money. And you are not going to keep up to date because you're not going to be sent the info. It's going to be a case of you're going to have to check if there have been updates. How would you know? All right. An accountant is effective. An accountant is necessary. You must have an accountant. And that's all I'm going to say on the matter. So today, our toolbox tip, as it's a Tuesday, is going to be FreshBooks. That will help you. You still need an accountant, but FreshBooks is worldwide. It's brilliant. Jennifer, who's going to edit this, who has edited this by the time you've seen it, who organises everything for me, the wonderful Jennifer, she's used FreshBooks forever. And when I pay her, if she submits bills, it's just so easy. It records everything. It's a fantastic tool. Just go see what it does. Honestly, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is expert interview series. We have a gentleman called Tim Ash. Tim is a conversion rate expert. Wonderful. He actually, well, as you'll find out, he actually wrote the book on the subject. So you may not know his name, but he sure knows conversions. He's got a lot of stuff to tell. You will love it. Do not miss it.